Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we have an I-team report, an update. Paulie holding us in suspense. If you were watching on Peacock, you know the results. We were trying to track down the key to Carson Palmer's Heisman Trophy case, hoping said Heisman was in said case without key. Did they have a master key that would be able to open this? Is there a locksmith? Paulie, reveal what you found out, the I-team found out this morning.
For a couple of weeks, the College Football Hall of Fame had the case in its possession and was waiting to see if the key would turn up, or if someone from the Dan Patrick Show would help out and actually get the key there. No can do on our side because we didn't provide it. So they went downstairs, had their ops guy bring up his toolbox and took the top off. The Heisman was inside. It was intact. No issues. It doesn't appear that it was messed with in any way, but they don't know. But now their issue is after they display it for a certain period of time, they do have to send it back to Carson Palmer. They have a case that has no key. So they will have to find a new case for that Heisman.
Well, that'd be easier than finding a new Heisman.
That's true.
So I'm okay with the case.
We are officially off the hook.
Yeah. Whew. Man, it's been a long couple of days here. Some finger pointing in the back. I gave immunity to Dylan, who works in the back. He was part of the shipping crew. I was the last person to see the Heisman before it was lowered into the case. Fritzy delegating and then, you know, not taking any blame, distancing himself. It created a rift. I mean, it did. And hopefully we'll be able to patch that up in the next 2 weeks. Yes, Ian.
Young Mario tweeting yesterday about how he doesn't eat lunch with rats.
Oh, I know.
By himself.
I know.
Heated.
Didn't want to have lunch with Dylan because Dylan's a rat. Yeah, a lot of finger pointing yesterday. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. 5-7, still loading, 165.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, I got to follow that up, Dan. I think, you know, Dan Patrick Nation needs to make sure Dylan is okay. We probably need to check in on him, make sure he's all right. I know it's cold in Milford. It's got to be frosty in that back room. Are people making eye contact? Can they talk to Dylan? Do they feel comfortable, you know, just being a friendly around him? Maybe, you know, we got to check, have him come out, make sure snitches didn't get stitches.
I did see Dylan this morning, and this is how bad it's gotten for Mario. Mario reaching out to Tyler to be his friend.
Downgrading.
Yes.
Downgrading.
I saw Tyler was in Mario's office earlier today, and I said, what's going on? And Mario said, well, given what Dylan did, you know, Tyler and I are becoming friends again. Yes, Eden.
And Tyler's only friend here is your dog, Winnie.
Yes.
And so are we going to see now Mario rolling around on the floor with Winnie, too?
With my puppy?
The three of them?
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things going on. I just know that, you know, Dylan and Mario used to be good friends. And I see Tyler in there, and Mario said that, you know, he's trying to be friends with Tyler again. And Dylan is, you know, being called out as being a snitch. But he said, look, I got to do what's best for the show. Yeah, I guess he did. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
He's Kenny Pickett, the Pitt quarterback and a Heisman finalist who joins us on the program. Kenny, good morning. Official height and weight is what?
Official height and weight, 6'3", 3/8", 220.
All right. So almost 6'4".
Almost 6'4".
I like that you didn't round up, okay? You're telling the truth. I like that. So some good,
that's right.
Good qualities are coming. You got your degree?
Yes, sir, in marketing.
Okay, what are you going to do with that?
We'll find out. Hopefully play football for a little bit and then figure that one out.
How would you market yourself?
How would I market myself for the NFL?
Yeah.
I mean, I would just say, the tape is your best tool in football. So, you know, no matter what I say or anybody else says, if you know, you just roll the tape, you find all the answers there.
When did you realize that you could play at a high level, that you could be an NFL quarterback?
I believe this since I was young, and I always just worked so hard towards it. And, through all the ups and downs, I always kept that belief. I think that's kind of what kept me going in the right direction and staying focused and always working hard and getting better every day. And then it kind of just came into fruition for me.
You grew up in Jersey. Favorite quarterback growing up?
Donovan McNabb. I was a big Eagles fan.
Oh, did you meet him?
I met him once at kind of like a fanfare. I got some pictures. I was like 6 or 7 years old, so it was back. It was back in the day.
Do you remember what it was like, that feeling?
I do. It was one. I was a huge Eagles. I used to go to the games with my dad all the time. We would drive. It's like an hour and a half drive from my house, and we grew up big Eagles fans. That one famous game against Green Bay and Brett Favre, and I was at that game back in, I think, like 2005, maybe. It's way back.
Eagles got 3 first round picks there, Kenny.
They do. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Would you want to follow Dan Marino's footsteps? And I know you went to Pitt, but Marino, of course, played for the Dolphins. Steelers famously passed on him. So you could play Pittsburgh or you could play for the Eagles. If I gave you those two choices, what would you take?
Those are great choices. I would take whoever has the higher pick, whoever has the first option. So,
okay. All right.
I'll take anywhere. Just the dream of playing in the NFL is, you know, since I was a kid, since I picked up a football. So I would love anywhere.
As far as the picket slide where you didn't give yourself up and you kept running, how long had you thought about that move against Wake Forest?
I never thought about doing it ever. It was just kind of an instinct thing. I got to the sideline, all the quarterbacks were asking like, what was I thinking? What was I planning on doing? I had no idea. I just kind of, I blinked and the next thing I knew, I ended up in the end zone. So, I just kind of felt, as a player, you just kind of feel things. I felt them pull up before I even was going to start to slide. I think that's the only way I could have had that idea to do that in that moment and how fast I was going. But you know, it worked out for us.
You think they're going to change the rule?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, people are saying I cheated. I think that's a little, you know, ridiculous. There's no rule for it. There's guys that fake running out of bounds and all that stuff. And, you know, I've never done that. This was just kind of like I couldn't even tell you what I was thinking. I just went out there and did it. But I guarantee with how much publicity it's getting, I'm sure there will be a rule next year.
Well, how surprised are you at that publicity?
I was pretty surprised. I thought in the game, I was just like, oh, I made a play. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal until obviously after the game and days after the game, it was still being talked about. It is what it is. I mean, we won by 20-something points, so I don't think that was a deciding factor in the game, but definitely a big play to start the game.
I think you can only do it once, though, Kenny.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it again if I tried, bro. I could, you know, I've never practiced it. I don't know how I did. I don't even know how I came up with it on the fly. I just did it, just being a player. So, yeah.
Are you playing in the Peach Bowl?
Well, with, you know, recent news and out of, you know, our team with Coach Whipple and everybody, you know, that's something. I actually just got home yesterday and I didn't get a chance to talk about it with my parents. Just kind of enjoying the season and getting a chance to see some family who I haven't been around in a long time. So, but definitely I'll be talking about that with my family here soon.
So you're undecided?
I'd say undecided right now, yes.
What happened with Coach Whipple stepping down, your offensive coordinator?
Yeah, I mean, that's personal with his decision and the information he gave me. So I'll keep that tight. But it happens. Things happen. And, you know, he has his reasons. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for all the things that we were able to accomplish together in 3 years and seeing how much we grew in the first, you know, looking at the first 2 years to last year, just a lot of hard work and, you know, very grateful for Coach Whip.
Yeah, and, you know, I go back 6 years ago with Christian McCaffrey, and he sat out a bowl game, and everybody was up in arms. And then Leonard Fournette sat out, didn't play in a bowl game. Kayvon Thibodeau at Oregon's probably not going to play in a bowl game. We haven't seen quarterbacks, I don't think, do it. But I understand, like, what is the risk and the reward for you playing in the Peach Bowl? Like, what do you think you could gain by playing in the Peach Bowl?
Right. I mean, I'm going to be honest, it's something I haven't, you know, sat down and discussed with my family. It's been kind of a crazy past couple of days, you know, getting the Johnny Unitas news and the Heisman news. And it's just been kind of a whirlwind of 2 days and driving back to New Jersey. So I think, you know, these next couple of days, I'll be able to sit down and really figure that out.
Who's coming to New York for the Heisman ceremony?
I'm 45 minutes, like an hour south of the city. So I plan on having, I mean, my girlfriend, my mom, dad, my sister definitely will be there. And I think there's going to be like, you know, probably 100 people at a spot 20 minutes from it that we'll go meet up after and get a chance to, you know, celebrate and see a lot of friends and family. So it'll be a special day for sure.
Who would you vote for the Heisman?
Who would I vote for? I'd vote for myself. You know, just all the things that, you know, I've done this season that hasn't been done in school history and ACC history. You know, I just feel like I'm the best player in the country.
Good. Got to have confidence in yourself. I think Bryce is going to win the Heisman, but, you know, it's a great honor to be able to, you know, represent your school. And, you know, it's one of those moments that's going to be history when you're there, you know, even if you're in the audience. Congrats on the great year, or great career, I should say, and good luck with that decision. I know it'll be difficult in deciding if you're going to play or not, and we'll be following. Thank you, Kenny.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
That's Kenny Pickett. He's going to be one of the final four. The finalists there going to New York City. He'd vote for himself. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Peter Schrager, popular co-host of Good Morning Football and FoxSports.com senior national writer. He joins us on the program. Good morning, Peter. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. So happy to be with you, Dan. It's been a while.
Would your wife like a calendar?
Yeah, I heard that. The topless option is an interesting one. Is it a gag gift, or is this like, no, you might really like seeing Andrew Perloff with his shirt off for 31 days? I don't know if that's...
Well,
if that's
you'll gag. That's the gag gift.
Wow,
part of
that's
it.
Good.
Yes, good. Yes. But I don't know if, you know, Good Morning Football, if Kay would like to have one of these calendars.
We can always try.
Have one. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's stocking stuffer, but... You know, we have all kinds of
crap lying around that office. Yeah, I might as well see what we got.
Okay. We just had Kenny Pickett on last hour. And I'm wondering, are we at the point where there's going to be a quarterback taken number one overall? Like, does a quarterback have to go number one overall this year, even if we don't have that Trevor Lawrence type quarterback?
Yeah, it's such a fascinating deal because there's this double-edged sword of saying, well, yeah, we want to hype up the young quarterbacks and we want to... But almost like the MVP award in the NFL right now, finding that quarterback in college in the draft, it's not a slam dunk on any of them. And I don't know. And especially with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and maybe Jimmy Garoppolo and who knows who else being available in the veteran market, teams might address their quarterback needs in March. And it would lead to an interesting April because, Dan, I'll be honest, I'm one of the draft guys on NFL Network. It's a business. We got the combine. There is not the Trevor Lawrence this year. There's not that Zach Wilson this year. You could argue there's not a Justin Fields, Trey Lance, or Mac Jones this year. So if we're going to, by default, have to hype one of these guys, well, sure, Pickett has had a great year, and he's been awesome at Pitt, and we can make a case for a lot of these guys, and the kid from Nevada and Carson Strong, but it's not like this 12-month buzz that we got with these other guys that we knew, like, hey, this is going to be a great quarterback crop.
All right, if not a quarterback, then who do you think would be the number one overall pick?
I don't know if he's eligible or not, or if he's going to become number 97 in Michigan. Steve Hutchinson's son, Aiden Hutchinson, has put on such a show over the last 2 weeks on these nationally televised games that there becomes this momentum and it becomes this.
Wait, is he in the Bosa conversation?
I think so. I think he's viewed as that high.
Okay.
The Oregon Thibodeau has had a ton of hype as well. This might be the year where it's a defensive end, and we've had Myles Garrett and Mario Williams and Javon Clowney in the past, but Aiden Hutchinson's stock has been on fire for the last month. As Michigan wins, so does his draft status.
I was wondering about NBC has Bears and Packers.
Yeah.
Should they flex out of that? Can they flex out of that? There's Bills, Buccaneers, Niners, Bengals, Raiders, Chiefs, Ravens, Browns. Or do you want to see Packers, you know, the Aaron Rodgers against the Bears, maybe the final time?
Maybe, yeah. I thought he already declared that he owned them. They can't flex out now. I'll say this. There is something to having those name brands out there. And if this is the Bears, their last stand with Nagy and whatever it is, all right, fine. It's Rodgers. You look at this slate, CBS isn't going to give up that Bucks-Bills game. That's too good for them in that window. And, what are you taking? Are you taking Bengals, 49ers? Are you going, the Fox isn't giving up Cowboys versus Washington.
Okay, so. But who decides what you give up? If NBC, it used to be NBC was able to take these games, weren't they?
Yeah.
Now, no, who decides that if, you know, obviously Fox wants to hold on to the Cowboys or Bills Bucks is spicy for CBS, but if NBC had wanted to flex, could they, and were there games that would be off limits there?
You know, historically, you're right. I think they get to pick it, but it has to be, it's usually 2 weeks in advance. You usually get that 10-day window where they're saying, okay, no, that's going to be flexed out. They didn't flex it out. There's something to seeing Rodgers on Sunday Night Football still. You know, for all the national televised games he's had, I don't recall one this season where he's been on Sunday night. So maybe this is Al, Chris, and Michelle and their opportunity to do a Rodgers game. And that's kind of like, hey, we're good with this. Let's just roll with Rodgers.
Are we fighting the urge to give Tom Brady the MVP or fighting the urge to acknowledge that the Patriots could actually be a really good team?
Yeah, I think we're fighting the urge on both. And I think the Brady thing, I said it on Good Morning Football as people were, you know, breaking their back, making the case for TJ Watt or Jonathan Taylor. And it's like, well, if you look at Brady's been amazing. Brady's been amazing. Leads the league in every statistical category. His team is atop their division. They're rolling. Is this the Michael Jordan thing where, you know, Charles Barkley wins an MVP and Karl Malone wins an MVP? And then we start arguing about Clyde Drexler. Is he going to be the guy and then Jordan's like, it's been me all along. And that's maybe what it is with Brady. There's a fatigue from the voters, but also in the desire to crown the next young quarterback, we've rotated from, you know, whether it be Lamar early in the season to then Kyler. And then, hey, it's Josh Allen's year. And maybe it's just the greatest of all time, and it's okay to vote for him for MVP, as bored as the voting populace might be with it.
He's Peter Schrager, co-host of NFL Network's Good Morning Football, FoxSports.com, senior national writer. Let me go back to Kenny Pickett there for a moment. He almost went to Temple, and I believe Matt Rhule was at Temple. Now Matt Rhule's at Carolina. Carolina could use a quarterback. I wonder if you could... Although there's been talk that maybe Matt Rhule firing his offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, to hold on to his job, and maybe he goes back to college. I don't know, but I'm wondering, maybe you could connect the dots and Carolina could be in business with Kenny Pickett.
Maybe. I mean, my read on the Joe Brady thing, and this comes from pretty good intelligence, was like, it wasn't working. And I think they both say that it wasn't working this season. And now Joe Brady's going to get pick of the litter for one of these college offensive coordinator jobs or one of these head coaching jobs that's still available in college. And he might look at that and be like, that's a backhanded thing to say that I'm not ready for the NFL. But here, doing it now, if they weren't going to be going into the offseason as is, doing it now in December is a lot better for him job-wise than in late January, whenever they would have done it. Kenny Pickett, that pick is going to be analyzed for years. They went with J.C. Horn, a cornerback, over Justin Fields and over Mac Jones. And that'll be picked apart a million ways. I still think they're going to be players, though, in the veteran market. And, watch what they did with Sam Darnold and Cam Newton. Just wait till this offseason. I could see Tepper and, of course, Scott Fritter, the GM, and then the head coach, Matt Rhule, saying, let's go for broke, whether it be Watson, Russell Wilson, Rodgers, Garoppolo, whatever it is, saying, hey, let's find our quarterback. We don't need to rely on a rookie to do this.
Why is there revisionist history with people's opinion on Mac Jones?
Hey, I love you asking that. Can I tell you something? Very, very seldom do I pat myself on the back publicly. I was the biggest Mac Jones like guy, and I got crushed for 2 months on Good Morning Football, being like, he's a stiff, he's not athletic. Of course you like him, he's not as dynamic. But everything that I heard leading up to the draft, and you probably heard the same stuff, was like, he is athletic. He's as smart as they come. And he's actually a great leader. All those Alabama kids swore by him, whether it was Waddle or Smith or the class before that. Anytime we interviewed them on our show, it was like, Mac's the guy. And sometimes we'd even try to pit Tua versus Mac. And a lot of them would be like, no, Mac's a dog. Mac's a dog. So I think it's crazy that when all of us in the media had, you know, the 49ers taking Mac at 3, the response wasn't, I don't think your information's good. The response was, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in the world. Well, I don't know. Mac Jones looks pretty good to me. And Mac Jones looks pretty competent. And he handed the ball off really well on Monday night. And you could laugh at, like, hey, he did nothing. It takes a pretty different kind of kid to say, hey, I'm cool with this game plan. Whatever it takes to go get the win, I'm fine with being the
okay, if Brady was still quarterbacking the Patriots.
I don't know. You tell me. Do you think
how many passes do you think Brady throws against Buffalo Monday night?
I think out of respect to Tom Brady, you don't do that game plan. And I think it takes a first-year neophyte quarterback, and I think it takes a coach and an offensive coordinator with as much equity as they do, and with a quarterback as little equity as Mac Jones does to make that happen. I don't think Brady stomachs a 2-for-3. Maybe I'm wrong. Brady might be listening to this and be like, I'll do anything for a win. I don't know.
Where do you stand on the Taysom Hill experiment?
Got 5 more weeks. Let's see how this goes. He's
31 years of age, Peter.
I know.
He's not 25.
I know. And he's injured now, and he's got the foot, and he's got the other issue with the finger. And Sean Payton's going to will it to happen one way or another. We're going to find out. So you have the next few weeks to decide on Taysom Hill.
Oh, my God. Are the Bills still a Super Bowl contender?
Tough. I said the word emasculating on air, and I got a lot of feedback from like Bills fans. Like, now wait, that's a line too far. But to lose the way they lost to Indianapolis at home, and we celebrate the table smashing and the crazy Bills fans and how hard it is to play up there, and then to lose to the Patriots the way they did on Monday night, that's really hard to bounce.
They've lost to every quality team. Remember when they lost to the Steelers opening week and we're like, golly.
That's an oddity. Yeah.
Is it? Maybe not so much now when you think about it. And I said this after the game yesterday. It's a Buffalo team not built for Buffalo weather.
No, but that's the thing. It's like you go in like, oh, playing up in Buffalo in December. Yeah, it's uncomfortable for anybody, but they're not built necessarily to be a run heavy and then stop the run team. And they've been exposed the last few weeks. I think we're going to learn a lot about that team, that organization and those players over the next few weeks, how they bounce back, how they show up against Tampa on Sunday will tell us a lot. Cause everyone's writing them off. And if Josh Allen is this next level top five quarterback, throw it on me, I'll get it done guy. He goes and wins this game in Tampa and says, no, you, everybody here, just hang on. We still got something here. I want to see what he brings.
As Peter was talking, and didn't want to pat himself on the back, so I'll do that. He said this about Mac Jones. The basement on Mac Jones, from everyone you talk to, the basement is Kirk Cousins. The ceiling, if he's unbelievable, he's the perfect prospect, might be Drew Brees. That's from April.
Not bad, considering he's a stiff.
You're not supposed to say not bad. I was complimenting you.
Dan, I once said that Russell Wilson was a reach in the third round. So I wear it. I wear it when I get them wrong. I once said that Reuben Foster and Solomon Thomas were going to change the face of the 49ers forever. I mean, I wear it when I get it wrong. But Mac Jones, it was 100 out of 100 across the board from football people. And yet, there was this great resistance because here's this one-year guy who looks like Howdy Doody coming out of Alabama, which doesn't really churn out NFL quarterbacks. I don't know. I think he was my number two rated quarterback after Trevor Lawrence. That includes Zach Wilson, who everyone just assumed was number two. So that's just my one of those that I'm like, hey, I'm going to take some credit for that, even if people still are doubting him.
I whiffed on Solomon Thomas.
A lot of us did.
Yeah. I whiffed on Logan Thomas as well.
Oh, had an awesome arm at Virginia Tech, right?
I thought he was going to win the Heisman Trophy.
Me too. I loved Logan Thomas in college.
Hey, but he's in the NFL playing tight end.
He is. He's having a nice career. I was a big, you can go down the list, but I was one of the huge Matt Barkley fans too. Like, and Matt Barkley's had a great NFL career. He's been a backup, but like, I was one of those who's like, during the college season, that's a top 10 pick inside and out. And that's when I learned to not just top off my head and maybe talk to people in the NFL who know things before I start saying things.
Yes, McLovin.
This is very educational for me. I've actually never whiffed yet, but if I do, I'll know how to handle it gracefully like you guys.
Is this gracefully?
Did you ever hear what McLovin had to say about Blake Bortles or Blaine Gabbert or Cam Newton? Did you ever hear this?
No. What was the take?
Let me see if we have it.
Cam Newton's not close. He's 3 years away, and Gabbert's more pro-ready right now.
Yeah. So
he won rookie of the year right out of the gate. Maybe one of the best rookie seasons you've ever seen.
Imagine if he'd been ready, Pete.
I mean, just imagine if we gave him 3 years to learn from Steve Berline or Chris Wanky or Jimmy Clausen.
Was Good Morning Football in the running for McLovin since he's leaving this show at the end of the year? Did anybody, like, was anybody's job maybe in jeopardy, expendable, now they knew that McLovin was going to be available in the open market?
it's one of those players where you're like, we'll never get our hands on him. So we didn't even make the overture. We had no idea. I will say this. I love you guys as a group, and good luck, McLovin, and all your endeavors. You're awesome, man.
Yes, McLovin.
When Nate Burleson left, I think the natural connection was receiving skills.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Never mind. I was going to make a knock at Nate, but now people are like, ooh, that'll be like media news. But anyway, we love everyone.
Well, Nate's big time now. Like, he doesn't really have much time for you guys, does he?
Good luck answering my call. No, he's busy with Gayle King.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And Oprah.
Oprah.
Does he call her? Oh, like, what's that work with Nate? How's that work?
What, when they're in Montecito together?
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know how that all works.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's nice.
Yeah. Sitting in a cubicle right now, by the way, Dan, doing this. So, yeah, just so you know the difference between me and Nate right now.
You have made it.
Yes.
Your career is sky. Do you have a game this weekend?
I'll be in studio for Fox doing a little pregame stuff with them for this. We have an awesome matchup with Washington and Dallas. Suddenly, that's a game. I love it.
Is there a rivalry between you and Jay Glazer?
No, no, okay. Actually very fond of each other and get along well. Jay's okay. Jay's got a lot more cool things going on off the field than me. I usually go home and like eat a Polio string cheese. Jay is out with like Stallone and David Spade or something.
Glazer does rub shoulders with some of the elite there.
He's the man.
Yeah. I like how he'll do a cameo and break his story and then go back to his regular life.
That's it.
Like, oh, damn. I gotta.
And they're massive. They're massive. He'll break huge stories and, like, go back to working out with Demi Lovato. And I'm sitting here, like, grinding away for ankle injury news. Like, what's Russell Gage's ankle look like? Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, keep your head up, okay?
Thanks. We'll get there.
Thank you, Peter.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.